The parable of the right hand and arm of God. Without exception, the right hand and arm of God are referred to in the Old Testament as instruments of salvation toward those who put their trust in God. To be on the right hand of God is to be safe, secure, and full of joy, being a partaker of God's life. It is a place of righteousness or right standing with God. Here is the absence of sin and sin consciousness, and the presence of confidence in his salvation, not in one's own ability. The same concept continues into the New Testament. Almost every reference is to the risen Christ being seated at God's right hand, except when Stephen sees him standing there. Then we come to Matthew's account of the sheep and the goats. The king places the goats on his left and only the sheep on his right. This scripture has struck fear into many of us, since traditional theology has taken this to refer to the people God is letting into heaven, those on the right, and sending to hell, those on the left, for not doing the right thing, feeding and clothing the poor and visiting those in prison, etc. For doing it to them is doing it to God himself. But Paul tells both Timothy and Titus that we are saved not by works of righteousness that we have done, but rather by the grace given us before the world began. And even in Jesus' statement about the sheep and goats, he also says that the kingdom was prepared for us from the foundation of the world. On another occasion, Jesus tells us not to fear because it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. But how can I not fear when I might be among the goats? In Ephesians, Paul relieves our fears when he tells us that we too are in that place of security, salvation, and power, which the scriptures refer to as the right hand of God. And we got there the same way Jesus did, by what God did, not by feeding the hungry and visiting people in prison. We were both buried and raised with Christ. So to what might the parable of the sheep and goats refer? This parable is recorded in Matthew 25, along with the parable of the wise and foolish virgins and that of the talents, making this one of the scariest scriptures in the Bible, if read and interpreted according to traditional theology. No matter how many times I read in the Bible that I am not to fear, I cannot help fearing when I see my eternal destiny resting on my poor ability to perform. As Jesus said to the lawyer inquiring about what was necessary for him to inherit eternal life, how are we going to read this? Jesus follows with the story of the Good Samaritan. We can read this to mean that if we don't love our neighbor, we can't inherit eternal life. That is precisely what we have done, once again filling ourselves with a works mentality that has kept us from experiencing God's love and complete salvation available to everyone without exception, no matter what he has or hasn't done. Can we not read these accounts as descriptions of what our lives look like when we wake up to righteousness or right standing with God, symbolized by the right hand and arm of God? Can we not see the sheep as those who have been awakened to their identity in God and are enjoying the bliss of that knowledge, while the goats are those still living in the torment of thinking that they must do something to close the gap between themselves and God, the ones who are paralyzed by fear that God is angry and just waiting to punish when we don't measure up, as was the man with the one talent? Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. The parable of the prodigal son shows us the true heart of God, anxiously awaiting our turning to him in complete trust, because we know that no matter how bad our performance, nothing can separate us from his love. David knew how to read these parables. Like the man with the one talent, like the goats and like us all, David also made his bed in hell. The difference between David and us is that he knew for a certainty that not even in hell would he be able to escape the loving compassion of God. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. David knew he would always be in or on God's right hand, no matter what hell he made for himself. Would that we knew it too.